What's up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being subscribed if you are. If you are not subscribed, please hit that button. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, while you're at it, hit that like button. It's like walking into the room and hitting that light switch. We just want to go ahead and brighten up the place. Let's get into this conversation. So the neighborhood talk, they recently shared the news via Radar Online that Cardi B has been ordered to pause her efforts to collect the judgment that she won against Tasha K since she's filed for bankruptcy. Now, listen, this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm not here to report the news because you've probably already heard that this happened. But this is what I wanted to say to that, because I previously did a conversation where I discussed this judgment and that Tasha K had filed for bankruptcy. And then I did a few previous conversations where I discussed this judgment. And I said, when it happened, that I felt like it was an uncollectible judgment, even though I was not in Tasha K's pockets. I'm not able to see any of her bank accounts. I don't know what she makes in her business. And to be honest, it really is none of my business. But I just felt that the award was excessive. And while I get the fact that punitive damages are meant to punish, that's where the word, you know, punish kind of comes from, punitive. But the compensatory damages were, I felt, extreme as well. Because the thing about it is, when it comes to Cardi B, I don't believe that anything that Tasha K said affected her income. And compensation speaks to income, revenue, residuals, money. And so the court ruled that what Tasha K said and did wasn't right, and they ruled against her. So the court said that. But the compensatory damages, as well as the punitive damages, I just, even though Tasha K, she has a very, very large following for what she does, absolutely, it's not like Tasha K is TMZ. And I'm not speaking negatively about Tasha K when I say that, but TMZ is like a mega media organization. The Inquirer has been around probably since before a lot of us were born, and they're still around, and we know that a lot of information that they share is supposedly not credible, but it's a whole entity, it's a whole organization. They're not volunteering their time. They do what they do, and obviously they're still making a lot of money. If they weren't, they would not still be in business. But it's a huge entity. What Cardi B did when she sued her, what she has the right to sue, and you know, we live, for those of us who are listening to this from the United States, we live in what I call, and what I've coined it as, the sue SA. You can sue anyone for anything at any time. It doesn't mean you're going to win. It doesn't even mean that your case is going to make it through the courts. It could be dismissed. It could be dropped. But you can sue anyone for anything at any time. It doesn't mean that what you're suing that person or that company for, you're going to win. And defamation is one of the hardest cases to rule against. In my personal opinion, just being beautifully honest, I did feel that Tasha K should have just let it go. And even she's come out since and admitted that and said she was sorry. She said, talk about writing a check that my ass can't cash. She admitted that, like, look, I should have just let this thing go. I should have been like the chick who came on my platform that I interviewed that made the allegations against Cardi B in the first place did, and not even respond to the case and just have a default judgment ruled against me, because it would not have been nearly as much as what they ruled against me in court. But she, I believe, allowed her pride to get in the way. But ultimately, did Cardi B win? And that's what I want to speak to. With her having to pause collection efforts, which is nothing new, It just because it's been paused doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way or she'll never get anything else. But ultimately, did Cardi B win? Did Tasha K lose? Or is it vice versa? Did Tasha K win and Cardi B lose? I'll be 100% honest with you guys. Yeah, it doesn't feel good to go through a lawsuit, and it doesn't even feel good to have to sue someone. I've spoken to this myself on my other YouTube channel. I'll put links in the description box to a couple of videos that I did not too long ago on my other YouTube channel where I talked about something that I actually literally am going through right now that I've experienced due to a family member. And sometimes going through the courts and the legal system, it doesn't get you where you hope it will get you. And yeah, the court ruled in Cardi B's favor, but I said when the judgment came out and the ruling was issued back then, I said that I felt like it was an uncollectible judgment. I said that last year, over a year ago at this point. So I said I felt like it was an uncollectible judgment. I'm not sure how Cardi B is going to get that money, but just because someone wins in court and you get a judgment, it doesn't mean that you're going to get the money that you were awarded, because a lot of times when it comes to lawsuits where people win big dollars, those people who usually get and receive those awards are those who are going against the big dogs. And while I'm not saying that Tasha K isn't big in her own right, Cardi B suing Tasha K was really not in her benefit. It really wasn't, because what I guarantee you is that those attorneys that Cardi B hired, they're not sitting around waiting for Tasha K so that they can get paid. Cardi B had to pay those attorney's fees. Yeah, the court ruled that Tasha K had to pay the attorney's fees, but really, that's a reimbursement. And it's not even so much a reimbursement, because being a former legal assistant, it is standard for attorneys to request the legal fees. But they get their money from their clients up front. They're not waiting for the court to rule in their favor and then waiting to get the money from the person that the suit was filed against for them to get paid. No, they get their retainers and their hourly rates. They get their money from their clients. And anything else that they are requesting and are granted, it is in excess of what they charge their client. So any money, if they were to get anything from it, they're not going to reimburse Cardi B and say, hey, we know you paid us up front, so we're going to reimburse you what the courts awarded us. It doesn't happen that way. That's why I said when it comes to the court system, the attorneys, more likely than not, are the ones that always will win, because they are getting paid regardless. Tasha K has talked about it. She had to pay her attorney, and Cardi B definitely paid her attorney. So for those who think that the attorneys that represented Cardi B, which was a legal team, it wasn't just one attorney like Tasha K had, you better believe that they got their money from Cardi B up front. So did Cardi B really win? She had to pay all of that money up front. Yeah, she got this ruling in her favor in the court and in the court of public opinion. For a lot of people, they felt like the judgment was fair. They felt like it was just, it was right. Tasha K better run Cardi B her coins and all the other stuff that people were saying. But when it comes down to it, did she really win? And I don't think that she really did. I believe that Tasha K is in a way winning, because it's one of those situations for especially people like Tasha K, where whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, it's still, when you take away the good or the bad, publicity. So this has catapulted her into an audience of people that knew nothing about her. And yeah, those people can choose to dislike her or not like her or not support her or whatever. But trust and believe, not everybody feels that way. She's regained a lot of the subscribers that she lost after she made a statement about the ruling after the case came down. So she's grown over that. And in my personal opinion, yeah, we only see what she's showing us, but it looks like she is happy. It doesn't look like she's missing any meals. It doesn't look like she is, you know, coming on to her platform stressed out. She's still calling Cardi B her sister-in-law. She's making light of it. I really don't have a problem with that because I do believe what she says she meant when she made the statement on her channel that she was sorry that she just didn't let it go. She said that. People can say, oh, she was lying or it's just not real or whatever. I mean, people can choose to believe what they want. But I don't believe, especially with the type of ego and pride I believe that Tasha K has and operates in, I don't believe she would have came out here and said that if she didn't mean it. I really don't. Because she knew just her saying that wasn't going to cause the judgment to go away or was going to have Cardi have a change of heart and say, you know what, screw all this. I'm just going to ask the courts to vacate the judgment and you go your way and I'll go mine. So she had no benefit in saying that. So I believe that what she said, she meant. So with all of that being said, and the fact that now Cardi B has to pause her collection efforts, prior to that, the collection efforts that were happening, it wasn't getting her anywhere close to the almost $4 million judgment that she was awarded, combined compensatory and punitive damages and attorney's fees, right? So was she going to just continue to just try her best to take everything that she has until she got the money? And then even if she got all of the money, would she still be angry or would she be satisfied? I really don't think that she would be. So that's why I said before in my previous conversation that I feel that she needs to get to a place of healing where she can forgive herself. Sometimes we have to forgive ourselves, even if you don't feel like you did anything wrong. Sometimes we operate from a space of revenge. And honestly, that's never a good place to operate in because ultimately it winds up affecting you. And even if someone did you wrong or did bad against you, against someone you love or whatever, it does not help. That's one of the reasons why, even though people may not agree with it, you may see people who are family members of someone whose lives were taken and in the court or maybe a press conference or something that may happen, the family member of that person says, I forgive you, or I'm choosing to let this person go. They're not doing that in a way of really meaning that I love this person and I want to be there for them. No, they're really doing that because they can't hold that anger or it's going to wind up killing them. So to continuously operate in a space of revenge when ultimately you got the ruling, the courts are never going to have someone in a civil court situation be put in a space of having to be destitute and homeless in order to pay a judgment. And garnishments only allow for up to 25% of someone's income to be garnished. They can't take all of your money because you have to live. They can't do that. It's not legal. And bankruptcy laws were put in place for a reason. So it's one of those things that Cardi B is going to have to come to grips with and find a space in her heart to just say, you know what? I forgive me for even allowing myself to take it this far with this person. Was it worth it for me to go through those lengths? Maybe it could have been her just having a response to Tasha K on social media, or better yet, this is one of the things that some people truly forget. There is so much power in silence. I don't believe that, I'm not saying it's her fault that Tasha K continued to create content where she felt like it was disparaging her or speaking lies about her or whatever, but there really is power in silence. You don't have to respond to everything. You really don't, because at some point in time, and please don't think that I am relating Tasha K to an animal or a dog, but I'm just speaking from something that I know. My husband has 4 dogs, right? Sometimes they bark and are barking for no reason. And if you give them that attention when they really should just be quiet and taking a nap, if you give them that attention for a few minutes and then you walk away, they're going to keep barking. And if you're yelling at them, shut up, then they'll keep barking because they hear you speaking. But if the dog is barking and you just, even though you are wanting to just say, would you shut up, quiet that noise down, what are you barking for? You already ate or already had you outside or whatever, you know, you might be saying to the dog. If you don't say anything and you just stay silent, eventually the dog is going to stop barking because they're like, well, she or he, master, whatever, is not around. So what am I still barking for? I'm just going to be quiet, sit here and rest, and they fall asleep. Cardi B could have just stayed silent, but unfortunately, because she has what it seems like the type of personality, maybe it's getting better, I don't know. I've never followed her on social media, but I've seen people create content and commentary speaking about previous situations where someone may have made a comment or a post on social media and she will make a video calling that person out or respond to the person in their post or something like that, something along those lines. Her being at the level that she's at, she honestly should not have even come down if she wants to see herself on a proverbial throne, come down off of her throne. And it reminds me of Mariah Huck from Married to Medicine when she and Quad got into a shouting match. And Mariah, she says something to Quad that I will never forget because I felt like Quad was just doing too much. Even though a lot of people felt like Mariah was extra too, I like Mariah. I even like Quad at one time, but she's just been too extra for me over the years. But Mariah Huck said this. She said, I will not come off of my chariot to throw tomatoes with you, sweetheart. And what she meant by that was that I'm above this. I don't do this. I don't have to do this. And I feel like years ago, if Cardi B had taken that approach and not even if she knew how to do it, but had a PR person or something that could really help to just pull in the reins, it really could have helped prevent her from being in a situation like this. Because I feel like eventually Tasha K would have just left her alone in terms of some of the things that she, you know, the allegations that she said about her. Because I do believe that the chick that she interviewed sparked all of that stuff and it just went on from there. So I feel like Cardi B should have just left it alone because I believe that it was more expensive for her to waste her time, her energy, and money to sue Tasha K. It has been very expensive for Tasha K because no one wants to have to defend themselves in court. It's not something that I believe anyone enjoys doing, even if there were a few moments where she mentioned that she wasn't going to settle and all this other stuff, you know, but I just believe that at this point in time, this may be something for Cardi B to sit and rest with, to say, was this worth it? And all we can do is review situations. We shouldn't live in regret. And I believe that this is a situation where she should review and try to make a better decision in terms of moving forward, because I'm not saying that a situation like this will happen or arise in the future, but until there's some things within ourselves that we come to grips with and change for the better, then there'll be another test in the future. And if it sets you off, are you going to go down the same path? I'm just saying, I don't believe that Cardi B is feeling like a winner right now, even though she did win in court and even for some people in the court of public opinion, because there were a lot of people that at one point in time unsubscribed from Tasha K's channel. And there are a lot of people making commentary about it and saying that Tasha K was wrong and she hurt Cardi B and all this other stuff. And yeah, those things may be true, but you know, multiple things can be true at the same time. And I just really didn't feel that this judgment she was really going to be able to collect on. And the fact that she's had to go through efforts to try to do it, and seeing that this isn't going to end anytime soon. At some point in time, you really have to learn to let go and let God. And there are some things in, we have to just let life handle. And that's why even for me, like, you, if you go and listen to the commentary that I shared on my other YouTube channel, I speak about that. And I say that dealing with some things in court are just not worth it. And I just have to let life handle those people and those situations, and knowing that ultimately I will get the victory, even though I may not feel like it right now. So I just wanted to discuss that and would love to know what you guys think about it. Let me know your thoughts respectfully in the comment section below. Thank you so much for liking and subscribing. This is Beth. I'm just being beautifully honest. So until the next time, I just wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.